even had rail fences, you know, way back when I was coming up. But they finally got around to wire fences. And then they got this chicken wire to put around the garden to keep the chickens out. Let's see, the chickens were going loose in there. They went where they wanted to go. But they couldn't get into the garden.
Did you ever see a fence made with wooden fences that made it pointed at the top?
Yeah, that's right. I believe they call that a pale fence. Because they split those things, they call it they take a pine tree and make those things themselves. They didn't have a company sawmill. Finally, somebody would get some sawmill. Most of them would split them out. Split them out and they split the shingles too that went on the house. And they made them out of, you know, just a good pine tree, you know, straight pine tree. They can do it that way.
What about that kind of wire fence that's made with the twisted
wire? That's barbed wire. And when you set
up
a barbed
wire fence, you've got a big hole for the... Hole for what? What'd you call this one of them?
One strand of
barbed wire? No, one of the things you put in there.
Hole.
Okay. What would you call a fence or a wall made out of rock or stone?
I don't remember seeing a fence like what you're talking about. But I saw some overseas, you know, it's round, well, fella had maybe he had 4 or 5 acres of place where he was living in. He'd have a rock fence all the way around it. See, this section in here is mostly what that I know about.
It doesn't have many rocks in it.
No.
What do you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Would it be made of wood or metal?
Both. First was made of wood. The first I know about was made of wood.
What about what could you carry milk in?
They had milk in a milk container. They call it the milk cooler. And when the milk was milk in a bucket,
What about what you carry food to the pigs in?
Well, that's different ones. Sometimes it'd be a wooden bucket and sometimes it'd be a metal bucket, slot bucket as they call it.
What do you fry eggs in?
Eggs? In a frying pan.
Okay. You ever hear that called anything
yet?
Frying pan. Okay. Did you ever have one with legs on it?
Uh-huh. Grandma had one, and what I was telling you back then, it should be on one of them too. This, you know, those people come by and bought water for antiques, you know?
Yeah.
And, see, she had a old, big little cast iron pipe, skillet, as we would call it, had three legs on it.